Jane and Tini joining us from Toonarama. We've asked our questions, Jane, on our Facebook page. Had some great queries that came through, and I thought, who better to answer them than the woman that's organising 99.9% of the festival? You are one of the busiest people in the Peninsula and probably the state right now.
I am a busy person at the moment. Yes, I am, but I'm happy to answer anybody's questions. Always am.
We threw it out on our social media, and I was actually surprised at the most common question that came through.
Okay, lay it on me.
Is it happening?
Yes.
It is happening.
Yes, it's happening.
Oh, thank God for that.
It's happening. So it's happening differently, but then everything is different. And it's happening in a way that's been the same that everybody has been running these events for the last 12 months. But because we haven't had them in Port Lincoln, you haven't seen them run like that. That's really the difference. There's a series of indoor events, which are absolutely happening.
Yep.
And then there's two venues where you have the outdoor events, and they are still subject to Health SA COVID management sign off.
Okay.
But I can't see any reason at this point, and neither can they, why we won't get that done.
Yeah, well, here's a question. Why are they sort of held with these COVID sign off things from SA Health?
It's really about crowd management. And when you consider how big Toonarama is, it's actually the largest event of its kind outside of Adelaide in South Australia. There's nothing like it. And if
really?
You want to kind of scale it up a bit, it'd be a bit like saying, okay, Port Lincoln's got, what, 15, 16,000 people that live here?
Yeah.
And about 10,000 people turn up for Toonarama.
Okay.
So that would be like running the Fringe in Adelaide and having 600,000 people turn up on top of the residents. And so when you're putting these things on, and particularly in this pandemic environment, it's just a whole other way of working. You can't just shove things out and do them like you always did. I said to someone today, it's a bit like complaining about a relationship that ended 2 years ago. It's kind of like, you know, get on. It's gone, it's done, it's over. And now we've got to deal with what we deal with.
What if we just said, no, we're doing it anyway?
We wouldn't. Because they would come along and just stop you. You wouldn't even get a portable toilet up on the foreshore before it was all sent away. It literally is that strict. And, you know, we've been so lucky here. We've not had COVID, and our restrictions have been kind of minimal. But I mean, loads of people here travel to Adelaide all the time for lots of different things. It's different away from here. And we're about to be descended upon by thousands of people. The borders open and lots of travellers and tourists and all that stuff. It won't be up to us as to how we do it. It'll Health SA will tell us how we do it. And if we want to have Toonarama or any other festival in Port Lincoln in the next 12 months, then I'm afraid we just have to put up and shut up. I mean, it's just what it is.
What was the reasoning behind moving to Centenary for a lot of events?
Absolutely. The only reason is about COVID compliance. If we were to stay on the foreshore in the way that people are used to seeing Toonarama, the compliance costs were close to $60,000.
That's a lot of money.
That's half of the Toonarama budget for next year to just spend on fencing and toilets and hand sanitizer and making sure you've got enough people down there and, you know, all that sort of business. It just wasn't going to happen. So the good folks at Centenary Oval, we approached them and they said, we can make this work. And so my costs up there are 25% of that.
That's incredible.
That means we can have Toonarama. Mm. If we were down on that foreshore, we wouldn't have survived and have been even worth trying.
Without adjusting to the current state of the world,
yep,
would the festival be here?
It could be in a little way, so you could probably do some indoor stuff, but all that cool stuff like the tuna toss, the show rides and the market stalls and all that stuff, nah, it just wouldn't have happened. We couldn't do it. If we had our way, we wouldn't be doing it like this at all.
Yep.
But you got to go with the rules and regulations that are given to you, or just don't.
So you're telling me that I can't roll into Kmart and be like, hey, I'm just going to have that telly thing?
No.
Just walk out without paying for it because I just fancied it.
No. So
well,
that's a bit like us. So that's exactly where we're at. We either comply or we don't happen. And I have people contacting us all the time wanting to protest about it and talk to me about why it should and shouldn't be, whatever. It's fine. I respect that. But there's nothing I can do, and there's nothing the committee can do either. Mm. We either do it this way or we don't do it at all, and that's what it is.
Well, I'm excited about the fact that the festival is coming because I think it's got a few great aspects to it. One, it's great for the community.
Brilliant.
It brings brings huge economic benefit to the Eyre Peninsula with massive. The amount of people that come. As you say, it's like 500,000 people turning up in Adelaide and going and spending money in our local communities.
Yeah. And there are loads of local businesses that consistently tell us that their busiest time of any year is the weekend of Tunarama.
Wow. It actually has more flow-on effects not to happen than doing it slightly differently.
Yeah, and so what, doing it slightly differently? Do you want the same thing every year? You know, we're not throwing anything away. We're doing what we can with what we have.
One of the questions actually that came through on our Facebook page, Tunarama has a jab mandate.
Rubbish.
Really?
Absolute nonsense. All we are going to do as a committee is we will follow the regulations that are in force at the time. Okay. So whatever the state government and Health SA regulations are on that weekend is what you will be required to do.
Okay.
I had a gentleman ring me the other day and tell me that we did have one, and I said, no, we didn't. And he said I was lying. I said, no, I'm not, honestly. No, we made a decision as a committee quite a while ago that we would follow the Health SA guidelines and the state government legislation when it comes to vaccination.
Okay.
Now, a lot of organisations have gone off and done their own thing. That's fine. I think that's probably a lot to do with insurance because the insurers are asking questions about that of us. But we've said we will follow the law and that's what we will do.
I like it. Keeps it easy for everyone and everybody. It keeps it really transparent.
Yeah.
I think we should definitely wrap this up on a positive note because there is some really good news, isn't there?
There is.
Tickets are available!
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So you can get tickets right now to all our indoor events. So that's the Helping Hand Ambassador Quest and the Harvey Norman Questry, which are happening on the Friday, the 21st of January at Nautilus Arts.
Yep.
Best of Eyre Dinner at the Hotel Boston on the Saturday, the 22nd of January. And you can get tickets to the Blessing of the Fleet Dinner at the Marina on Sunday, the 23rd. And I believe the tickets are on sale for our sing-along cinema on the Saturday night at 10:30, which is Greece this time round. So they're already on sale and everything else will shortly be on sale. I'm working madly behind the scenes to get all that done. The other change, I guess, is that you will need a ticket to do anything. Apart from the indoor events, everything else is free. So to go into the rides is free, to go into Centenary Oval is free, and all our participation events are free except for the Bunnings Kennel Building Competition, which replaces the Bunnings Boat Building Competition, and that's again all about crowd.
Because of SA Health and...
Yeah, crowd stuff. Yeah. And on water stuff, because our insurance has gone through the absolute ceiling to do with how do you keep people safe in the water. So that's something people don't understand. That's changed
as
well.
That is a plot twist.
Yeah, so that's changed as well. The wonderful people at Bunnings, we're doing a kennel building competition at Centenary Oval. You get to keep your kennel, and if you don't want it, the kennels are going to be donated to the RSPCA. So it's all really lovely. So that will, all of that comes up on the, I think it's the 11th of December, and all of that goes live. So if you want to enter the tuna toss, you need to get a free ticket. If you want to come to the rides, you get a free ticket. If you want to come to Centenary Oval to spectate or go to the markets, whatever, you get a free ticket. All those tickets cost you nothing. There's no booking fee, there's no nothing. And it is solely there for us to keep tabs on crowd sizes. And again, there's nothing we can do about it. They're the crowd sizes Health SA have told us we can have in these spaces, so they're the crowd sizes we're having.
It just means that there's T's and C's basically at the moment.
Yeah.
But you know what's awesome?
What?
You guys have done a phenomenal job in making sure that we could actually get everything over the line in this situation because, well, last year we couldn't.
No.
And the realities are it would have been awesome to see it last year.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's happening. It is. Which is great.
It is.
Doing a lot with a little. I like it, Jane. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.